The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it buys. It's the way you think, not what you've got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you stopped by today. We have an incredible show all about credit. And I would be remiss if I didn't introduce to you who is joining me, my illustrious producer and country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Good morning. Okay.
It is a great morning, as a matter of fact, because we are talking about credit on today's show and what makes great credit. We also have Jeremy Shane's Moolah Word of the Day about your money. Our minute on your money is going to be very interesting and will hopefully provide a lively, spirited debate, if I can get through the enunciation of it all, on tapering and what it means to you. And you're like, what is that? Is that like I lost weight and I got to make my clothes fit better? No, it has to do with what the feds are doing and why you should be paying attention to it. Also, we have our trivia question for this week based on last week's show, No Seasonal Exceptions. And today's guest is Joseph Curatolo, author of Who Gets What? And as always, we will talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress using these proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. Isn't that lovely?
Yes, it is.
I'm glad you think so. Trivia. Are you ready for this week's trivia question?
Yep. Let's do her.
Okay. So for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the show. We're glad to have you. And our trivia questions are always based on a previous show. So if you are a regular listener, you have an edge up on the competition. So do Insiders Club members, because they are automatically entered in our weekly giveaways. But if you're not a member and would like to compete for great money management tools, all you have to do is answer this week's trivia question. And this week's trivia question is, based on last week's key, no seasonal exceptions, we gave you a strategy for appropriate gift giving, especially when you have not planned for it financially. So what is the name of that strategy for appropriate gift giving? You can win one of three ways. You can call in, chat in, or email in to win if you'd like to call in. That telephone number is 1-866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. If you are listening live, feel free to jump into the chat room. That's where I am. Hi, over here. And give me your potential right answer. Also, if you're listening from a podcast, you too can still play to win. All you have to do is send us an email to trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. Good luck.
Yep.
Yep.
Rots of rock.
Rots of rock. So tell us something about that's not so lucky, like perhaps me leaving my cell phone ringing while we're on the show.
I don't know who's calling you.
It's El Guapo. El Guapo is calling. We want to talk to El Guapo because you know what that means? It works in my financial plan. It's free food if I go meet him for lunch.
Oh, there you go.
So,
that's always nice.
Yeah. So if you come along, you can have free food too.
Mm.
And you know, and we always get Mexican. So
I know.
So it's so great. So we'll have to take his call after the show so we can go to lunch and meet him. But anyway, you have some minutes on your money. What might those be?
Well, Let's take a look here from MarketWatch, the Wall Street Journal. This is Fed tapering, the math investors need to know. This is by Brett, I don't know how to say his last name, I'll see if I do it right, Ahrens.
That sounds right.
It looks good to me.
It sounded good to me.
I guess if I got it wrong, he can reach to the computer and slap me.
There you go.
So I'm just going to go ahead and read this, and then we'll discuss it.
Okay.
In October 2007, just before the crash, the stock market put on one last surge to new highs. Even though it was clear there were icebergs all around, and indeed several ships were already taking on water and listing heavily, the participants in the market decided to party one last time.
Yes, they did. And just so you know, so for a frame of reference for our listeners, I called it in 2003 what was going to happen in 2007. Just saying.
You must have a time machine.
Well, I had a crystal ball, but it fell off the edge of the desk and broke, so that was my last prediction.
So stop predicting things. All right, so as he writes, my excellent friend Peter Bennett, a money manager in London. Oh, should I say this with like an English accent?
Oh, you could.
A money manager in London. I can't even do it right now.
Oh, come on. You just came back from the UK. Come on.
I know. Anyway, who has called most of the big market moves over the last 15 years, sent a missive to his clients with a powerful one-word headline, quote-unquote, farce.
Serious?
Yep. Well, here we go again. Or here we are again. I'm not so bold as to predict what is going to happen over the next few months, but the situation on Wall Street brings that word to mind yet again. There I am with my enunciation.
Apparently it's like influenza today.
It's in the air.
Enunciationenza.
In the past 2 months, bonds have slumped. Long-term interest rates have surged, and yet the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Standard & Poor's 500 have been hitting new highs.
Yes, and farce. They shouldn't be.
Farce.
Yes.
I like that word now. I don't offer crystal ball gazing. You were just talking about crystal balls.
Well, that was my last effort, that, you know.
I don't offer crystal ball gazing, hocus pocus, or any other associated magic or marketing shtick. I can only offer some basic math, basic common sense, I hope, and perspective of someone whose first discipline was neither management nor science, but history. In a nutshell, Federal Reserve tapering, quote-unquote, the winding down of, quote-unquote, quantitative easing.
Yes.
And.
You got those words right.
Yeah. Normalization of interest rates changes absolutely everything in the markets. The bond markets already know this. The stock market doesn't. Investors need to understand the math. Most of them don't. And Wall Street isn't going to tell them. So let's do the numbers, shall we?
Well, we can.
That's what he wrote just now.
Yeah, we can do the numbers.
As recently as May, as a result of the policies of the Federal Reserve, the basic interest rate, which underpins financial markets, the interest rate on the 10-year Treasury note, was as low as 1.6%. Now it's 2.87%. Furthermore, history says the interest rate has typically fluctuated around 2% above inflation. Over time, that's what people who've been willing to own 10-year treasury bonds have expected as an average return on their money. As the bond market currently predicts inflation of about 2.5% over the next decade, we can estimate that when the Fed stops rigging interest rates and they go completely back to normal, the rate on the 10-year would probably be around 4.5%. To put this in very simple logic, the Federal Reserve has been suppressing interest rates to boost the economy. That suppression artificially hiked the value of the stock market by a simple mathematical equation. Now that suppression is coming to an end, interest rates can be expected to rise. That rise ought, again, by a simple mathematical equation.
That's when you're talking the federal government. It's mathematical.
It's mathematical. To reduce the value of the stock market dramatically.
I think we need to coin that term.
Mathmagically. I said it first.
I know. I'll totally accredit you on Twitter, and then it'll be so.
How mathmagical is that?
Well, the whole quantitative easing thing was mathmagical. For sure. I'm loving our new word.
Maybe somebody else will say it.
I know. I'm totally excited. We need to do like a cool article on it, and then people will cite us as like the money.
We should use that as the money word of the day next week.
Here you go. Magical.
I'll have to come up with a good...
Give us a great definition.
Definition.
Well, the mathematical part is what people were told quantitative easing was. And they said that it was supposed to be a way to help keep interest rates low. But what happened mathematically is that we sold 10-year treasury bonds with our left hand, and we magically bought 10-year treasury bonds with our right hand. So if we don't have money as a government, that we need to go out and raise money in the form of bonds and sell a bond, where the bleep do we have the money to go buy them? You have an answer?
From the people.
No, but there's no people in here. This is left hand to right hand.
Well, it's for pretend. It's
because
mathematical.
You just said interest rates are shit. You know, who wants 1.6%?
It's math magical.
Okay, exactly. Like, that doesn't even outpace inflation. So if I'm broke and I'm selling you a bond, how the heck am I supposed to buy it with this hand, with the right hand? So what they did is they created this big disguise that they like to call quantitative easing, which all they did was dump cash into the money supply. And when we dump cash into the money supply, we...
That's like diluting it with water, for example.
Ding,
you
ding,
have
ding,
a soda,
ding.
You put water in it, what happens? Oh, we have more soda. No, you don't. My mom used to do that with ketchup. Ugh.
Oh, my God.
Look how much ketchup we have left. Ugh.
Yeah, but it's just like red water by that time.
Yeah, well, that's what the government did anyway.
Yeah, so, and it creates a bloody mess, doesn't it? So we watered down our ketchup is what we did. And Wall Street knows better, but they don't let the wannabes and the newbies in on the deal. And what's this whole show about? This is all about managing our emotions when it comes to money. Okay. And so because we don't do that, and that's how we invest, we get burned. Because, like, you know, we won't invest in a stock until we see, like, it's going up. Oh, okay. Apple. Yeah, there we go. I'd like to take a bite of Apple. I'd like some income from Apple. So I'm going to spend money and I'm going to buy some shares while it's going up. And then it keeps going up. And they're like, oh, my God, it's at like 500. I need to get in on this deal. And then they keep buying. And then when it falls, they think, oh, my God, I'm losing money. But unless you sell, you haven't lost anything. But they watch it fall, and then they panic, and then they dump it. So they buy high and sell low, even though we all know to buy low and sell high, do we? No. And it's because of all these emotional reasons. So there's all these people in the marketplace, you know, and there's more of those people investing than there are money managers that actually make people money. So you're dealing with that. We've got this fake interest rate suppression. So interest rates are low, not because the economy is good. It's because the government intervened and held down the economy on purpose, thinking that if we kept interest rates low, people would go out and spend. But they got so spanked by the market crash that they're timid and they're fearful. Oh, and maybe they don't even have a job anyway.
What I don't understand is why do we not have smarter people in the government?
Oh, well, I think what happens is you go out and you get all this education, but, you know, rarely are you a business person or an entrepreneur that has had to make payroll and maybe slept on the floor. Me.
Or maybe you don't even have an idea of how the human brain actually works and their tendencies and what's going to actually happen.
Oh, they know. But I think that like, once they get elected and they, like, take that oath isn't really an oath of office to do the best on the people. I think that oath is like a distraction. So we're all watching that while they get a smart brainectomy. And it happens like right there on the spot, because then after that, everything that they say and do is stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Watch when they got their hand on the Bible. We're all watching that. We're not watching the little, like, invisible contraption that comes down on their head and sucks the brains right out of
them. Well, how many extremely wealthy people can you think of, maybe you can tell me, that actually got elected to office?
Oh, there have been quite a few.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, but wouldn't you think that you would want to have people who are successful, that for the majority of the people who are trying to run the country actually are also successful people and have a good idea of how things work?
Yes, but here you have this whole, like, we don't think logically, we think emotionally, and we justify with reason or logic after the fact. The reason why Bill Clinton got elected is because he connected with people in a way that was different than any other president. While he appeared presidential, everybody connected with the fact that he smoked a joint and he slept around on his wife.
And he was handsome.
I didn't think he was handsome.
I thought he was handsome.
Well, you're weird. But
that doesn't mean that
there was nothing about that schnoz that said handsome to me. Nothing. Just saying.
I've seen worse.
Yeah. Well, but I've seen a lot better noses too. So, but the point is he was able to connect with people, and people need to be connected with. If you are entry level and you are just working for a living, how on earth are you going to connect with somebody who's a multimillionaire or multibillionaire? Even if those people came up by the bootstraps, they're not a silver spoon trust fund baby. They came up by the bootstraps. There's this income disparity that I hate to use this term, but the common laborer can't relate to.
I have to say I agree with that because, you know, for example, when Mitt Romney was running, a lot of the people that I know were like, well, what does he know? Look at him. He's just rich. All he does is avoid taxes.
Exactly. Because there's this preconceived notion. Because that is pervasive in the voter marketplace, if you will. And unless you control your message and stay connected to people so that they feel real with you, you're not going to get those people in office, you know. And it's not about the people that made it forget where they came from. It's about the other people that can't connect with them to begin with. So,
yes.
So the point of bringing this whole tapering thing is now that the shell game is over of us, you know, pretending like we're selling all these bonds and making all this money, which neither of those things happen, and we owe ourselves interest. It's really kooky. And we had to sell bonds for ourselves to be able to afford to buy them. So retarded. This is going to adversely impact the stock market because once that easing goes away and interest rates float back up where they should, it's going to devalue the stock market.
Yes.
And so that's what we need to be cognizant of. And people are going to get a ass whooping just like they did, you know, a few years ago. And they're not even considering, you know, what happened, you know, because now we're past that. So I'm glad that this guy brought it to everybody's attention, and he talked about the shell game, and I'm super happy about that. So thank you for sharing. And we have so much more coming up on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We've got Joe Curatolo. Our key is create credit, and the moolah word of the day from Jeremy Shane himself. Stay tuned for more right after this.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shane, 102.5.
Love me. Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one. Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the cover project by Jeremy Shane at jeremyshanemusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving today. Nothing you can do, nothing left to say.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your maven of moolah, Heather Wagenhals, flanked by the ever-popular Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Howdy again.
And by the way, you can see his handsome mug in the August and September issue of Music Row magazine.
How special is that?
It's pretty dadgum special because it talks about your single coming out. Woohoo!
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. You know what would be more awesome?
More awesomer is if I had 10 million downloads.
No, what would be more awesomer is if you gave us the moolah word of the day.
Oh, yeah, okay. Finance. There's a couple definitions for that. One is a branch of economics concerned with resource allocations as well as resource management, acquisition, and investment. In other words, finance deals with matters related to money and the markets. The other definition is to raise money through the issuance of sale of debt and or equity.
Mm-hmm. Like the Feds selling bonds in one hand and buying them in the other to finance goodness only knows what.
And it makes you wonder why we're so far in debt. Moving right along now.
Oh, I'm not wondering. I ain't wondering. But you know what?
I call it robbing pee-pee to pay poo-poo.
Yeah. It's robbing somebody, that's for sure. And it's totally unfortunate. However, if you manage to hang on to whatever it is that you have been able to that keep from Uncle Sam squandering it or pilfering it all from you, isn't it important to know how to pass that along?
I believe so.
Well, do you know how to do that?
I would like you to share.
Well, I am actually going to have someone else share, and that would be today's guest. And that would be Joseph Curatolo, who is the president and founder of Georgetown Capital Group. He is a visionary. Shortly after graduating from the University of Buffalo in 76 with his degree in management, he entered the financial services industry knowing that that's where he would leave his mark. But he had probably no idea that 35 years later he would become an author and a financial commentator for regional television and radio stations, as well as being a sought-after guest on national radio networks like our program. He is also based his award-winning career as a financial planner. And as a result, it has included him in the Hall of Fame for investment advisors. He is also one of my favorites, an FBI Citizens Academy graduate, a philanthropist, and he has authored two books, the first, Who Gets What, and The Investment Train, Choosing the Right Track to Retirement. So if you'd like to learn Who Gets What, let's bring on Mr. Curatolo.
The Hall of Famer.
Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hello, Heather. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, the pleasure is mine. You have such an amazing career. What kind of drew you to the money markets?
It was a unique circumstance. I graduated from college in 76. My brother Tony was in the business making a lot of money, and I saw what Tony was doing and what some of his friends were doing, and I said, well, I can do it. And the manager of the office said, well, Joe, you know, he'll come on in and start in the program. And it's been great ever since. I've got three brothers that are all in the business. I've got three brother-in-laws that are in the business. My wife got in the business in 1979. So it's in our blood.
Well, that's awesome. And you've done some amazing things with your career. And I'm excited about your book, Who Gets What? Because after we accumulate and build all of this wealth, what do we do with it? How do we dispose of our assets, pass on our legacy? You know, I mean, these are all, you know, big picture kind of questions, but we, there's not always, you know, an easy answer for that, is there?
No, you're right. And building a legacy is part of it, because as you accumulate it, it's just ink on a page. It's sometimes it's got two commas on it. You know, sometimes it's got, you know, a lot of money on it. Sometimes it isn't. But you do have a legacy that you can pass on possibly to your children and your grandchildren. Or it's just a matter of making sure that you realize that if you're not around, who gets what? And as I developed the book, it just came back, you know, more and more that the book's title, and it really is, Who Gets What? Because if you're not here tomorrow, if you become an angel overnight, you know, who gets what? Who gets your stuff? So it really is, I think, good. As I talk to people, sometimes they're in their 80s, sometimes they're in the 50s, especially single parents or second and third marriages, it's important to realize that you've got assets. And you should realize one day you may not be around, and you should make a list of who gets what.
What are people's primary concern when, you know, they've been investing with you for a while and you open the conversation, if it hasn't been had already, about estate planning? Do people know to ask about that, or is it something like, oh, my God, he's speaking Chinese. What does he mean?
I wouldn't say it's Chinese, but it's a dialogue that people are intrigued with, they're interested with, they want to have some guidance with. With most people, it's just, you know, name my spouse or my kids as beneficiaries on my assets, and then depending on how much assets you have, or maybe if you have special needs children, then you've got to talk about other things. But it's a dialogue that I, as an advisor in my job, promote and talk to them about, you know, what are they going to do with their money? Are they going to do any gifting? They'll come to me when they're in their 70s and they'll say, should I put my house in my kid's name? What should I do to avoid, you know, what about long-term planning and things like that? So it's a dialogue that I promote, but somewhere in their 70s, they're very, very keen to it because they've got friends or relatives that have passed on, or they realize what probate can do and they're interested, but generally, there's got to be a push.
What is the first thing that people think about when it comes to, okay, so I have three children, and do they think immediately, well, I'll give it to my kids, or do they have to be guided that way? Do they worry about legacy? What are some of the common concerns folks have when you approach this topic?
Well, Heather, in most cases, it's, you know, the money goes to the surviving spouse, their biological parent of the kids, you know, first parents. And then they're hypothetically their three kids equally. Sometimes they'll carve about 10 or 20% of the money to go to the grandkids, for legacy planning, things like that. But it's totally different. Every family is a standalone separate unit. than their brothers and their sisters. There's detail, and they take it something that's customized and not, a model where you say, okay, you get model number 4, you get model number 5. They should get something that's customized to them and their family. Because again, sometimes they've got special needs children. Sometimes they have a parent, an elderly parent that's in need of assistance. Second marriages throw a totally different spin on things because, they'll be, in many cases, adamant that their kids get their money, but their second spouse gets access to it while they're alive. So there's a lot of conversation. In many cases, Heather, by the time you start the dialogue and possibly they redo their will, it's a year.
Mm-hmm. That's quite an involved process.
Yes, but when it screws up big time. I mean, the screw-ups that are out there are such a pain for families, for kids, for surviving spouses, for loved ones. When they happen, you kind of say, oh my God, you know, these people are going through a real heck of a time, when there isn't a written procedure. You know, pure example, and it's in the book, a customer who had a client of mine, son who was in their, early 50s, lived out of state, no kids, passed away, no will. And it was a real pain to get the executors and then dispose of the assets and become the eventual heirs of the money. It's a chore.
So if I was to start the process and go through it, so we'd be handling situations differently, I would assume, if we have, you know, a married couple that have children and it's the original marriage versus additional family members. Something that I'm thinking about now that's kind of coming up, because I am a business person and I have ownership interests in businesses. And what if my business partners don't particularly want to be in business with my family members? Is that something you can address in estate planning?
You definitely do address it in estate planning, because more than likely your business partners don't want your heirs as partners. And part of your business plan should be if you become disabled, if you become an angel overnight, you're not around, how they're going to buy you out or how you're going to buy out them, because you probably don't want their heirs to be your business partner. So if you've got business interests, the estate planning mechanism has to do with your buy-sell agreement and your business agreement, not your personal finance plan. If you've got, let's say, a business interest that's worth $100,000, you co-own a building with someone, and someone passes away in it, then your estate would want to reap that benefit, but your partners would want to be able to have a mechanism to pay off the family and take your business interests over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that begs the point that you really need to make sure that you're taking care of those kinds of items as you're building your businesses, as well as your individual estate planning needs. I have a bunch more questions coming up for you right after the break. You are listening to Joe Curatolo on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shannon, 102.5.
Love me.
Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that
Maybe
one.
Maybe I'm no I couldn't care less what you think or
Jesus, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the Covert Project by Jeremy Shane at jeremyshane.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. Nothing you can do, nothing left to say.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Joe Curatolo on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals. And before the break, we were talking about estate planning and some of the concerns that individuals have. And Joe, as we move forward, so we're like, okay, we've admitted that we probably should start thinking about creating an estate plan. What are some of the questions people need to ask themselves when they start the process?
Well, Heather, there's a number of things, but the first thing that they should take a look at is, you know, what they own, you know, create a blueprint, a list of what assets they own. But the questions that they generally ask when folks are in their, let's say, mid-60s to early 70s is, should I put my house in my kid's name? Should I start to take some of the assets out of my name and put it in my kid's name? What about life insurance? In the early 60s, you know, what about Social Security? But it has to do more of retitling ownership of their assets. Should I have a living will and put my money in a living trust, rather? You know, these type of things. So should they start to take assets out of their name and put it in their kid's name? And in many cases, that's not the best answer,
mm-hmm.
the best reason to do that.
That's what I was thinking, because it'll have potential tax ramifications for people.
Tax ramifications is one thing. The other thing is what happens if you start to put a lot of your assets in your children's name? And they get divorced. If they or one of their kids, maybe they're in their 40s and they've got a 20-year-old child that gets in a severe car accident and there's a lawsuit later on, and they've got these assets that are your assets in their name, and now they're up for grabs from a divorce or from a lawsuit. So taking assets out of your name and putting them in your kid's name directly have a lot of implications that have collateral damage. That type of thing. Another thing that people want to do is say, well, look, can I gift money to my kids? You know, my kids have, you know, some issues. I want to give them, I think I can give them $10,000 a year or $14,000 a year. And in all reality, you can give a child or anybody $1 million a year, and there's no tax implications as long as you just fill out a form. And depending on what state you live in, you can give $5 million away. So giving money away, taking assets out of your name and putting in the name of your children is the common question. And many times there's ripple effects that that you would want to not hesitate and execute that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would what are some specific types of documents that we should have drafted to have a comprehensive estate plan?
Well, before we get into the documents, you want to have a blueprint of what you own.
Okay.
You know, a checklist of what you own. And, you know, just for, you know, a mini plug, you know, if you go to our website, georgetowncapital.com, and you look at the book, there's a free 19-page blueprint where you would list, basically, it's a simple Excel spreadsheet. You list all your assets and the ownership and who's the beneficiary. So you can take an inventory of what you own. And then with that, who gets what? A will is the last thing you want to do, because it really just takes things that are in your own name. But you can put a beneficiary, obviously, on your IRA, obviously on your life insurance. You can obviously put it on your 401k. But a lot of people don't know that you can put a beneficiary on your brokerage account, on your bank account, on your checking account, without having it be in a joint account where you're giving up half ownership. You know, in the checking account, let's say, or the bank account, you can just tell the bank or the brokerage account, I want to add a beneficiary. It's called a pay-on-death registration. It doesn't cost anything. It's still in your name, still yours. So these are some of the things you want to do is, A, make an inventory, a list of what you own. You'd be shocked at what assets you have when you tally it all up, including your life insurance. And then with that, who gets it? If you become an angel overnight, who gets what? And don't forget that you can put a beneficiary on most anything. I think the only thing you can't is a car.
Well, I mean, that's great to know. And I have to say that I like, you know, your optimism that you're becoming, that you actually become an angel as opposed to the alternative. I always wonder if I'm going to get taken in that 11th hour because I'm still sitting, you know, that whole day.
Well, we have to be optimistic in life in general.
Yeah. So and the afterlife, apparently. So
Yes.
So I think that that's great. So, okay. So I do my blueprint and then, you know, I have to start sorting it out as to who gets what. I was wondering if you would anonymously share some quirky or interesting things that people do when they give things away.
Sure. Here's an example. A grandparent has a concern over the grandkids because they live a fairly cavalier lifestyle. And they say, okay, I'm going to give them, let's say, $50,000 each. They're going to get it. Most people will say, look, I'll give it to them when they're 25, and they get a third when they're 25, 30, 35. So it's staggered because a number of people say a 21-year-old doesn't have the experience. They'll burn through their money. They'll get newfound friends. And at 25, okay. So they stagger it at 25, 30, 35. And then they might say, but if they get in trouble with the law, let's say felony or a high-end misdemeanor, let's say, the clock stops for 10 years. So this way, they might say, okay, look, you know, I'm not sure, you know, you've been in trouble a little bit. You know, if I'm not around at 25, 30, and 35, you're going to get, you know, some money's an inheritance. But if you screw up, the clock stops for 10 years. So that's a neat, quirky thing that has got some, you know, some justification to it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, but most people will say, I'll give the money out staggered to my heirs. Over the course of time. You know, other things, especially when you've got single parents, there's a lot of single parents that out there, and they don't have wills. You know, they might be 35 years old, and they've got a 10-year-old, or give or take, and they say, well, I don't have a will. You know, why should I have a will? And I, you know, my ex-husband or spouse is an alcoholic. And I'm like,
well, wait a minute. You know, if something happens to you and you become an angel overnight, your ex-spouse is going to have the child, you know, have full custody of the child. And then if there's a wrongful death suit, maybe there's $1 million on the pot, they're going to get that money, the ex-parent, and probably burn through it. So you should have a third party be in charge of the money. You know, whether it's a bank, an institution, a sibling, somebody else. So if you're a single parent, you want to make sure that if the child goes with, if you become an angel, your child or children are with their ex-spouse, your ex-spouse, that possibly the ex-spouse doesn't have full control over your estate. You know, the disbursement of the estate. They might find instead of them owning a, having to drive a Chevy, they should drive a Rolls Royce and burn through the kids' money.
Right. So when picking executors and, you know, stewards of your children in the event of your demise, how do you make that decision? Do you make it somebody you know? Or do you worry about maybe that somebody you know maybe getting itchy palms? And and do you pick somebody you don't know? But then how do you know? I mean, how do you know? How do you pick?
Well, when it comes to the guardian of the children, you have to realize that if there's a spouse, an ex-spouse, you know, around, the courts will more than likely award the guardianship to the ex-spouse or the surviving spouse. If there isn't one, then you have to have considerable conversations with who you want it to be, a sister, a brother, whatever, and put it in your will. That's what you want. But you have to have those conversations, make sure that they share your lifestyle on that. And I would suggest that you don't say that your parents, because they're a full generation older, are going to be able to handle your kids. So someone of your own generation. And then when it comes to who's going to manage the money, it may very well be the person who is going to be the guardian, but it doesn't have to be. There's a lot of cases where someone who has got great parent skills may be in need of financial skills.
Mm-hmm.
So you may have a very close relative who's got great parenting skills and shares your lifestyle theme, whether it be religious or whatever, and the child or children will go there. But you may have, you know, another relative or cousin who's an accountant who's more fiscally responsible and would manage the money and make sure that someone doesn't burn through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been a lovely conversation. If folks want to get your blueprint and find out more about the books you have written, because you have more than one, in addition to Who Gets What, you've got The Investment Train, Choosing the Right Track to Retirement. How do they find those things, find you for investment advice?
Well, the book is only available at Amazon.com. Its Kindle version is $7, paperback is $13, so they go to Amazon.com. But if they want to start, just to kind of get their feet wet with it, I'll say they go to GeorgetownCapital.com. On the home page, there's a section about the book and about the blueprint. It's 19 pages. You can print it out for free, and it'll definitely whet your appetite to give you a handle on what's going on. The book, when I wrote it, is broken down into two sections. The first half is more basic, easy to understand, and the second half is going to be more detailed. So this way, if somebody's reading the book, they're not going to get lost in a lot of technicalities in the first half. They can read it and understand it and appreciate it. And obviously, if someone has any questions, they can always pick up the phone and call the 800 number, which is 800-648-8091.
Outstanding. Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show. And if you want more information and you are not with a pencil and driving around, never fear. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is here where you can visit Joe Curatolo's show page and get all the linky links to his blueprint and books and good stuff. Stay tuned for more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Hey, I'm over here.
Thank you.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Sharon, 102.5.
Love me. Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that
maybe
one.
Maybe I'm no I couldn't care less what you think or say.
Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the cover project by Jeremy Shane at jeremyshanemusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now! For $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You were listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, flanked by the ever-popular Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Howdy, again. I like that word, howdy.
I know. You like to text howdy, you like to say howdy. You just have like a howdy-doody day.
Yeah, it's because howdy's cool.
Howdy is cool. You know what else is cool?
Me? Oh, sorry. I was going to tell you that I'm in the Hall of Fame. Didn't you know that?
For what?
I mean, pretty sure if you walk down my mom's hallway, it's my picture all over the place.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure she's your biggest fan.
I would imagine so.
Yeah. So the walk of Jeremy Shane Hall of Fame.
Yep.
How funny is that? Well,
okay, moving right along now.
Perhaps I'll get to the Jeremy Shane, you know, fan club museum someday.
Yep, like Elvis.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
Take a tour of your childhood home. So what's also cool is this week's key, Create Credit. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we're so thrilled to have you. The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that one week at a time, one key at a time. We are now in our ninth key for our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series, which is create credit. And we're going to talk a little bit about score, and then we're going to talk a little bit about your credit profile and what it needs to do for you so you can begin investing, which is next week's key, remember real estate. So a credit score can go anywhere from 400 to 900. It is statistically impossible to say anything specific causes your score to go up or down because it is a formula. It is a statistical formula that is calculated by everything in your profile, and then it weighs it against other people's profiles with similar credit experiences. So if you've got some guy telling you, oh, well, the reason why your score is down is because you have an inquiry, and that takes off 5 points for every inquiry, just run. Don't even walk, because that finance person has no idea what they're talking about. I am a certified identity theft risk management professional, and I am also a certified credit expert, and they are just full of malarkey. So some interesting things about your credit score. There are 85 factors that go into your score, but only three matter. And they matter so much that they make up 85% of your score. Okay. The first one is on-time payments. On-time payments account for 30% of your score. That's a third for those of you that don't want to do the math. And your available credit is your next big chunk at 35%. So it's more important in the scoring model that you have open and available credit, meaning you manage your credit effectively, than it is to have on-time payments, because it counts as 5% more. And then the other 15% that make up 85 is the length of time your accounts have been open. These are the three most important things, like I said, that make up 85% of your score. So the longer you have a credit account open and have available credit, the higher your credit score will be. Now, what people don't know is that your credit score is only a snapshot of this particular moment in time. So if you have your credit pulled and it was like 2 months ago, and be like, oh, yeah, like I'm an 820. I'm so good. Like that was then. And today is a whole nother story, because you could pull your credit every single day, and based on what goes into and out of your credit profile every day, your score can fluctuate because it's only drawn at that particular moment. So it's just a quick snapshot of where you are. So even though there's 85 factors, only three matter. So we got to manicure that. Also, your credit score only goes back for the last 24 months of active history. So in 2 years, two short years, you can really clean up and materially change your credit profile pretty simply. And we have a credit program at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation that teaches you how to build that illustrious credit profile and what to do if it's not so fabulous. And you can find that in our store at unlockyourwealthradio.com. But the most important thing you need to know about credit is why you need to get your credit straight. And we'll talk more about that next week in our key. But credit quality is more important than credit score, because when you're looking at using leverage to invest, and that was one of our words of the day before, and if you're looking to use leverage, you want to get the best possible rate to maximize your return, because you have to do what we call interest rate arbitrage. So you've got to be able to borrow money for less than you can flip and lend it for. So that's what we need to have, is that arbitrage of interest rates. So the better off your credit profile is, the more opportunities you will have for credit and to invest. So what you need to be paying attention to when it comes to your credit profile is that if you want to go with conforming conventional interest rates, you need 4 trade lines open for a minimum of 24 months with 0 lates. And a trade line is any extension of credit. So a credit card, a car loan, a RV loan, a student loan, a mortgage, all of those things count as a trade line, credit cards, all that stuff. So you want to make sure you have at least 4. Now, if you want to use government financing and reduce the amount of money you have to put down and the credit criteria, well, all you have to have are two trade lines, 24 months, zero late. And if you don't have previously established credit, do you know what, Mr. Murphy?
I give. I think you're going to tell me.
I am. Even if you don't have established credit, you can create an alternative credit profile using utility bills. If you've had them, again, they have to meet the criteria, 24 months, and you have to have no lates. So those are the things we want to be focusing on. We're going to talk more about this in next week's show, which is our Remember Real Estate Key, and we'll figure out why creating credit is so important to our financial success, because you don't have to be a millionaire to start investing to make $1 million or have $1 million net worth, and we're going to learn how to do that all on next week's show. For this week's key statement, key affirmation, and key action item, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and click on the This Week's Key tab. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. For Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I'm Heather Wagenhals.
And I'm Jeremy Shane.
Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.